starring Professor Jimmy Edwards and featuring the staff and pupils of Chiselbridge School for the Sons of Gentlefolk, a school whose pupils go forth with confidence to the four corners of the world, never having been taught that, in fact, the world is round. The true worth of a headmaster is shown on those occasions when his hand is missing from the reins. At such times, with a staff who are happy in their work, things should go as smoothly as ever. Just how smoothly this is can be seen as we take you over now to the headmaster's study, where a meeting in and concerning his absence is taking place.
Please, gentlemen, it's the headmaster you want. I can't do anything.
Where is the headmaster?
We keep telling you, Mr. Tennyson, we don't know. He went off to the old boys' dinner last night, and we haven't seen him since. His bed's not been slept in.
It never is after an old boys' dinner. Still, he should be back by now. It's nearly lunchtime.
Well, maybe he sneaked in. Now, will you see if his hat and coat are back in the cupboard, Mason?
Oh, all right, Mr. O'Reilly. I'll have a look. Oh. Well, his hat and coat are here, all right. And I'll tell you something else.
Yeah, what's that?
He's still inside them. See?
Can you beat that now? Asleep on his feet.
He's got his collar hooked over that peg.
Oh, dear. I better wake him up. Headmaster?
No, Flossy, no. No. Let's sit this one out. I can't do a tango.
Headmaster, you're home.
Hey? What's this? What am I doing in here? Potter, who moved the study door?
Not me, Headmaster. Honestly,
come on, Jim.
Hello? Company, eh? Well, gentlemen, you missed a smashing party last night. I can't remember much of it in detail. The general feeling was one of unqualified insobriety.
And no doubt you bought drinks for everybody in sight.
Well, of course I did. There's one thing about me, I'm no skinflint. My open-handedness is legendary.
Certainly, yes.
I'm not sure that I care for your tone, Mr. Tennyson. What's wrong with being generous?
Nothing, except it's our money. You're being generous already.
Hey,
that's right. He's dead right there. None of us has been paid for the last two terms.
We want our salaries, then, Master.
All right. I take note of your demands. You'll be paid just as soon as I can lay my hands on them ready.
Yeah, but when will that be, Master? It's sports day next week. I can't even afford to have my blazer dry cleaned.
I appreciate your difficulty, Mr.
I mean, the gilt buttons are all tarnished.
How galling for you. But if you'll just trust me for a bit.
I mean, I can't greet parents with my buttons all tarnished.
Will you shut up about your blasted buttons?
But they've all gone green. They should be bright gold.
You know your trouble, Tennyson. You've got a guilt complex. Now, gentlemen, if you please. Thank you very much.
No, Headmaster, we're not leaving.
No, not until we get our back wages.
I haven't got your back wages, you avaricious fool. I'm not a ruddy magician. What do you want me to do, produce a bunch of banknotes out of nowhere? Just put my hand in my pocket like this and... Hello?
The pound notes, Jim, a pocket full of pound notes.
There must be 100 quid here.
Oh, Headmaster, see if you can do it again.
Well, I don't know how I did it the first time. How the blaze did they get there? Oh, well, this is obviously one of those things you don't question. You just take whatever's given and continue to lead a saintly life. All right, gentlemen, here you are. Share it out. Come on, perhaps this will keep you quiet for a week or two.
Thank you, Headmaster.
Oh, don't thank me. Don't bother to thank me. No, off you go.
Yes, Headmaster.
It must have been quite a do last night, Jim.
Oh, matron. One of the best old boys' dinners yet. And a very jovial crowd, too. I can't recall any of them, but they were really...
Good morning, Edward.
Brigadier Fanshawe. Come in, sir. This is our new gallant chairman of the school governors, matron.
Oh, how do you do, sir?
And this is my assistant, Mr. Potter. Well, Brigadier, may I compliment you on the speech that you made at the dinner last night?
I didn't make a speech.
Oh, didn't you? Oh, well, somebody did. A very funny speech, too. I remember laughing like a drain all through it. Who was it who spoke then?
It was you.
Well, no wonder I was impressed. To what do we owe the honor of this visitation, sir?
Well, you told me I'd be able to see it this morning.
See it? What could I have been referring to? What?
The cross-country cup.
Oh, yes, of course, the cross-country cup. Of course. What cross-country cup?
The cross-country cup for which £100 was collected last night and handed over to you.
Headmaster, that must be the £100.
Yes, all right. I've worked that out for
Mr. Potter, matron, you should have been there last night.
Was I there?
You were there, indeed. A bunch of old boys were discussing next week's sports day, and they spontaneously decided to pass the hat round for an old boys' cup for cross-country running. Edward, you told me you'd have it here for me to see this morning.
Oh, no, not this morning. No. Tomorrow morning. I said tomorrow morning.
No, you said this morning.
It's curious how memory plays on faults when one's had more than one's usual skinful. Isn't it, Potter?
Are you suggesting I was whiffle?
Oh, my dear sir, as a newt.
Now, look here, Edwards. I do drink a little, but I can assure you...
It happens to the best of us occasionally. No harm's been done. Monty need never know. I'll see you tomorrow morning. This way, Brigadier.
Well, if you say so, but I could have sworn...
Oh, you did. Quite a lot. But it's all part of the fun when you're in that condition, eh? Till tomorrow, then. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Well, it's given us some breathing space anyway.
I don't see that it helps. How on earth are you going to get a cup by tomorrow morning when you haven't got the money anymore?
It's impossible, Headmaster.
It's impossible. Nothing's
impossible, Potter. If enough unscrupulous minds are brought to bear on it, now let's see. Where are the most unscrupulous minds in this school to be found?
All right, you boys, pay attention. This will all be very useful when we go over to the metric system. It'll help you if you...
Excuse me. This is merely an unofficial visit. Sit down, boys. Not that any of you had the manners to stand up. Not interrupting anything important, am I?
Well, just problems, sir. The boys have been putting feet in tomatoes.
Dear, as if I haven't got enough trouble with the gas company. All right, you can stop that and stand by for a snap intelligence test. I've just had the latest 11 plus papers sent me. Let's see how many questions you can answer. Hey, you, Valentina Pimple.
Yes, sir?
That's it. If a man from Poland is called a Pole, what's a man from Holland called?
A Hole.
Well, I asked for that, didn't I? Right, well, I'll give you one more chance, all of you. Unless this next question is asked to my satisfaction, the whole form will miss cricket this afternoon. Okay, ready? Here's the problem. If a man requires a valuable article from a jeweler's shop and he's got no money, how could he have it standing on his mantelpiece by tomorrow morning? Any boy? Come on, any boy.
Sir?
Ah, Fitz. The Machiavelli of the lower third. You have a solution?
Well, sir, I'd say the man should phone up the jeweler's shop, tell the jeweler he's thinking of buying a lot of these objects, and would the jeweler send one on approval? Cricket match all right, sir?
Well, I'll tell you later. I've got to make a phone call.
No, sir. I'm afraid we don't send such valuable articles out on approval. No, not even to a school. What was that, sir? You're thinking of ordering how many? Oh, well, in that case, what is your address again, sir?
Yes, that's a magnificent cup, Edward. Something the winner will be proud to keep for the rest of his life. Did you have the chasing done yourself?
Oh, there was no need. They sent it up from the shop.
That's right. On app.
Yes. On a bicycle. Well, I'm glad you like it, Brigadier.
Oh, it's splendid. I think you spent the £100 very wisely. Well, I'd better get back to the warehouse.
That's a splendid idea, yes. Don't want to miss the nappy break.
Yes.
The old chow and a wall and a packet of writing paper. Hey, happy day.
Yes, well, I'll be seeing you on sports day. Then.
Well, it's the crawl scum. The crawl scum. We look forward to it. Goodbye, sir.
So far, so good.
I don't see what we've achieved, Headmaster. We've got the cup, but we still have to pay for it.
Oh, no, we don't.
But if we don't pay for it, we'll have to give it back to the jeweler.
He's not coming for it till Friday.
Well, by that time, we won't have the cup. The winner of the race will have it.
Yes, and he will slip it back to me immediately after Lady Westbury presented to him.
Well, how do you know that? We don't even know who the winner will be.
Correction. You don't know. I do. Watch and listen.
Hello.
Would you seek out Mr. Tennyson and send him up here? Tell him it's in reference to his rise in salary.
You're going to give Mr. Tennyson a rise in salary?
Certainly, in return for slipping me back the cross-country cup.
But he can only do that if he's the winner.
But, do you know what that rather flamboyant badge on Tennyson's disgusting blazer is? Mm. The Hearts and Bucks Harriers. In other words, Mr. Tennyson is a cross-country runner.
Oh, yes. Well, then he will win, perhaps.
No, perhaps about it. A seasoned veteran up against a lot of kids. Form always tells in racing, Potter. I found that out when I was doing postgraduate work at the White City Greyhound track. Now, this will be Tennyson the Trotter. Sprint in, Tenors!
Excuse us, sir.
Oh, what is it, Fitz?
I brought Lumley along to have a look at his cup, sir.
His cup?
The cup of the cross-country racer.
And may one inquire what gives you this possessive attitude towards it?
He's going to win it, sir.
That's the spirit I like to see in a boy. Confidence, however misplaced.
Sir, did you know that before Lumley came here, he won the Southern Counties Junior Cross-Country Championship?
Oh, did he indeed? He hasn't shown much sign of it since.
There's been nothing worth winning before, sir. But I've kept myself in pretty good condition. I think I can win all right.
Oh, Headmaster, no! You'll never give it back.
Don't panic. He's not going to get it to give back. How can you fancy a mere boy against a fully grown man? Oh, look, Lumley, don't raise your hopes too high, Chumsey. Sorry and all that, but this is an open event, you know. And Mr. Tennyson has decided to enter.
Yes, sir. We knew that.
Well, here's something you didn't know. Mr. Tennyson is a Hearts and Bucks Harrier.
We knew that, too. Come on, Lumley.
Right. Thank you for letting me see my cup, sir.
His cup. He still said his cup. And they know about Mr. Tennyson's qualifications. They know everything we know.
Well, I realize that. The point is, what do they know that we don't know? Now, this will be Tennyson. All right, Fleetfoot, let's have you. Come on in.
Mr. O'Leary said you had some good news for me, Headmaster.
What are you doing with that enormous bandage on your foot?
Oh, it was just an accident, Headmaster, at the cricket match yesterday. Phipps bowled a ball rather wide.
Nobbled! He's been nobbled, Potter!
For any means, I'm out of the cross-country race, but there's nothing to worry about.
What do you mean there's nothing to worry about?
It doesn't hurt.
Oh, doesn't it? Well, oh! It does now! Get out!
But, Headmaster, what's the good news?
That you're never going to have a rise. Get out!
Yes, Headmaster.
Oh, Headmaster, what are we going to do now?
Oh, I could have kicked him. Oh, I did, didn't I? Really? I just have to get somebody to replace Tennyson in the race. Somebody I can be sure will give the cup back.
How about Mr. O'Reilly? He's quite fleet of foot.
Oh, I wouldn't trust him on the Gidsey Baxi Stakes. It's got to be somebody that I can browbeat. A real mug. A real nit. You know, one of those weak-minded... Wait a minute. Potter?
No, Headmaster, no, please, no, no, please,
yes, please,
no.
Yes, please.
But I can't run cross-country, Headmaster. That race is 5 miles. I get out of breath crossing the quadrangle. I'm slow, Headmaster, I'm out of condition.
Yes, Potter, I'm perfectly aware that, though a right herb, you're no Elliot, but... we can overcome that.
But how?
Well, there are ways of overcoming these little backslidings. Now, those formative months that I spent at the White City are at last paying off. Now, what was the name of that gentleman whom the Greyhound Racing Association barred from every licensed track in the British Commonwealth?
Headmaster, what now? What are you contemplating for me now?
We'll fight fire with fire, nobble with nobble. Who? Ah, I got it. Biggs. That's the fellow. J. Erasmus Biggs. Old blacklisted Joe.
All right, Harry, there you are. And remember, not too little, not too much, and shake the bottle.
Okay, Joe, thanks a lot. Ta-ra.
Excuse me, my man.
Yeah, who's this?
It's all right, Harry, he's an old friend of mine, he know not.
Well, Jim, long time no see.
Long time no find. Now, listen, Joe. I've got what you might call a dope problem, and I'd like one of your little bound bottles.
Which one? The accelerator? The one that makes them go faster, give them a turn of speed? Or to slow it down? The one that makes them pleasantly sleepy?
Well, thinking it over, I think I'd better have one of each. Clearly labeled, of course, if you please.
Right. Now, look. This little bottle here, this is the accelerator. Only a teaspoonful of that is needed. Now, remember, a few minutes before the dog's parade. Very powerful stuff.
Oh, that should put a jerk into old Potter.
And this big bottle, this is the slower downer.
That'll settle young Lumley's hash.
Yeah. And you give this to the hound the night before the race.
Right, thanks, Joe. If this comes off, it'll be a fiver in it for you.
That's all right, Jim. I owe you something for teaching me that coat fiddle.
Well, thanks again anyway, and to coin a... And to coin a phrase, old friend...
Ta-ra!
Ta-ra, Jim.
Chap. Don't forget Lumley's got to get a good night's rest. It's a cross-country race tomorrow.
Not to worry, Fitz. I did a practice run over the course today. It's a piece of cake.
I say, did you chaps notice the soup we had for supper? It wasn't half salty. I've been thirsty ever since.
Me too.
Anybody for lemonade?
Lemonade? Is this something new, matron?
Well, it's because of the soup tonight, Fitz. It was so salty, the headmaster thought you might all be a bit thirsty.
Oh, we are, matron.
Oh, well, then, come and get it, and here's a specially big glass for you, Lumley.
Gosh, thanks, matron.
Now, you will drink it all up, won't you?
Oh, yes, matron. I'm jolly thirsty.
Now, that's the stuff. All right, then, and the rest of you can help yourselves. Good night.
Good night, matron. Well, it's not like Jim to be so thoughtful, is it?
Not at all like. Well, here it is. So let's make the most of it.
No, don't drink that, Lumley. Give it here.
What's the idea?
Well, it sticks out a mile. That lemonade's been got at. Well, I distributed the lemonade, Jim, with the specially big glass to Lumley, like you said.
Oh.
They all seem to be very grateful for your thoughtfulness.
Thank you, Matron. Well done.
But won't they get to thinking? They know this sort of thing's not like you.
That's true, Headmaster. How do you know Lumley won't suspect something? How can you be sure he'll drink that lemonade?
I can't. In fact, I expect him not to.
Hey. Then what was all this in aid of?
Well, I guess that they wouldn't trust anything that I send in, so I nipped round during supper and poured the slower downer into Lumley's water jug. He'll drink that instead.
Oh, well, that's brilliant, Headmaster. Brilliant.
No, not brilliant, just... Well, yes, brilliant, yes. Now, come along, Betty Byes, big day tomorrow. Well, it serves you right, Mr. Tennyson. You shouldn't have got in the way of the gun.
Oh, sorry, old master.
Well, so you should be. Lucky I got you in the arm instead of the other leg. Country's coming up soon. First minute, let's accelerate a bottle.
Ah.
We're competitors for the cross-country race. Please get changed.
Bottle will get changed, all right. From a tortoise into a hare. With this little beauty.
Excuse me, sir.
Fitzy, what's up, lad? You look troubled.
Lumley, sir, he's fast asleep and we can't wake him up.
Well, why bother? Nothing better for a growing boy than deep, refreshing sleep. Sleep that does whatever it is to the thingy-bob sleeve of what's it? How was it Shakespeare had it?
I don't know, sir, but I do know how Lumley had it. His water jug was got at. You nobbled him.
And you nobbled Tennyson, so we're all square. Come on, Fitzy boy, take your defeat like a man. Remember the old saying, nobblers a bleed? By the way, for your private information, our Mr. Potter will now be winning the cup.
Mr. Potter, eh? Well, we'll have to see about that, shan't we, sir?
Now, what do you mean, we'll have to see about that? Oh, well, what can he do now when his favorite deep in the arms of Murphy and my little bottle here?
With the entrance for the cross-country race, please report to the competitor's tent.
Where's Potter? Hasn't he changed yet? Where is he? Potter!
here I am, headmaster. All ready.
Lummy, the ghastliness of the long-distance runner. You can't wear all that lot.
You know I never discard my pullover and muffler until August, headmaster.
Talk about Vladimir Kutz. You look Vladimir frozen.
Well, I am. These shorts and singlet are not at all adequate,
headmaster.
Anybody
can see that.
Well, they're not.
Goodness me.
I think this is a lost cause, headmaster.
It would be without artificial aid. I doubt if you'd even make the main gate. But this little bottle here in my hand will work the miracle. Here you are, Potter. Down the hatch.
Oh, it smells horrible.
Oh, drink the darn stuff. Here, hold your nose. Hold your nose and pour it.
Oh,
good heavens. What the blazes?
Why didn't you tell me the cross-country race was open to anybody? If I'd known, I'd have brought me own running tugs. I had to borrow these from Mr. Tennyson.
Brigadier, you're entering the ring.
Well, I should say so.
The cross country.
The cross country. Yes, I used to do a lot of cross country running when I was with the Southern Command.
Oh.
Yeah, I say, Mr. Potter, what's that you're drinking?
Dope.
Eh?
Now, Potter, that's no way to refer to the Brigadier. I'm sorry, sir. He's got pre-race nerves. I'm giving him a small slug of scotch.
Whiskey before a race? Are you mad? Take away all his puff. Put it down, man. Put it down.
I can't. I must have it. I need it.
I get it's bad when it gets you like that, isn't it? I'm going to save you from yourself.
No, no.
Give it to me.
No,
right there. This is going out the window.
No,
oh,
no.
Yes, there. Now you can't drink it.
Oh. Yeah.
Now, come, now, cheer up, man. You'll find you'll run much better without it.
All cross-country competitors to the start.
All right, hear that? That's us, Potter. Well, I think I'll go and have a bit of a limber up. I'm looking forward to this. The M.O. told me yesterday I've got the wind of a man of 30. Well, I'll give you a run for your money, eh? See you later.
Oh, headmaster, it's all gone wrong.
Yes, it has all gone wrong, thanks to you, you great mutton-headed streak of uselessness. Why didn't you drink it straight down when I told you? Look, there's none left now.
I haven't got a chance.
You've got to win that cup. If you can't win it on speed, then you... Where's the map of the course?
I don't know.
Here we are. Look. Here's the start there. Now, can you manage to get as far as this lane here? It's downhill.
I could try. Well,
that's where I'll be waiting with my bicycle.
Bicycle?
Yes. Yes. And when you get there, do something. Bend down to tie up your shoelace.
Yes, headmaster. Which shoelace?
It doesn't matter which shoelace! Now, listen. Here's the plan.
I say, Flip! Rawlinson, what are you doing here? You're supposed to be at Jim's keyhole. We've got to know what he's up to.
I know what he's up to. I heard it all.
Well, what?
He's going to hide down the lane with his bicycle until old Potty comes along. Then he's going to give him a lift on a shortcut to near the finishing line, so Potty can trot in first.
Oh, is he? That's what he thinks. Come on, we've got to work fast. And I'm going to need my hacksaw.
On your mark, get set.
Potter, never mind the short pants.
Oh, yes.
Over here.
Oh, headmaster, thank heaven. I couldn't have gone another step.
Well, you don't have to. Here's the bicycle. Come on. Get on the crossbar.
There we are.
Come on. Off we go.
Headmaster, are you sure this bicycle will support both of us all right?
Listen, Potter, this bike once carried me, Flossie, her mother, and a crate of brown ale. So why shouldn't it take a scrawny thing? Hello, what's wrong here?
Headmaster, you're serious for that
bitch. I can't help it.
Brigadier,
dear, Senator, I have great pleasure in awarding you this magnificent cross-country cup.
Thank you, Lady Westwood.
The headmaster won't mind us waiting in his study. I really do congratulate you, Brigadier. You ran a splendid race this afternoon.
And I've got a splendid cup, eh? I'm going to treasure this for the rest of my life, Lady Westbury. This is something I'll never part with.
Oh, yes, it really was a most successful sports day. If only we knew what had happened to Professor Edwin.
Well, I can't wait for him much longer. It's 7 o'clock.
Oh. Where's Tip? Where is he? I'll murder him. They that live by the saw shall perish by the saw.
Oh, Professor, are you all right?
Do I look all right? Look at me, bedizzled, bothered, and bewildered.
Well, where's Potter?
Potter, I don't know. He's wandering around the countryside somewhere. That's not what matters. The important thing is, who won the cross country cup?
I did. Look.
Brigadier, you would not let me have it back, would you? What would you want with a great big silver thing like that? You never get a boiled egg that size.
I'll leave that cup alone.
Come on, Blood. It's mine.
I want it.
So here's some gold. Lady Westbridge, lend me 100 quid.
£100?
Oh, go on, be a sport.
Now, what is all this, Edwards? Is there some hanky-panky about this cup? Because if there is, I warn you, I'll get to the
bottom. No hanky-panky. What hanky-panky could there possibly be?
Excuse me, I'm from Madison's Jewelers. I just called to collect that silver cup sent here on approval.
On approval? What does this mean?
It's a clerical error. It's an error made by a cleric. Tomorrow morning, Mr. Madison, you're not due here till tomorrow. It says so on the receipt. I'll show you. Where's the receipt?
Looking for this, sir.
Pips and Lumley. So you two sent for him, did you?
Yes, sir. It must have been the influence of that drug.
Oh! Drug? What drug?
The one Professor Edward slipped into Lumley.
Don't listen to him. Don't listen to him. He's imagining things. He doesn't know what he's talking about. He's been out in the open too long. Drug? What would I know about drugs?
Here, Jim. The more too late. I'll give you the wrong drug.
Go away. Get out. Not here.
Wrong drug?
Yes, but the dog called old Potter. It was plain condition powder. Here, Jim. Here's the proper accelerator.
Edward, who is this disreputable person?
Well, he...
I want an explanation, Edwards. And I want the truth.
Which do you want first?
What's been going on, Edward?
It was Potter, you see, Brigadier. It was all his doing. He spent the £100 cup money on fast women and opulent pin table arcades. And then he tried to win the race by drinking the accelerator stuff.
I want to hear the story from Potter.
Oh, you can't. You can't. He fled the country. He mounted on a bicycle in the middle of the race and he pedaled off. Well, he's probably in South America by now.
Oh, headmaster, have I won? I've had a dreadful time, headmaster. I fell down a gravel pit.
Did you?
Well, you should have stayed there, you great blunderer.
All right, Edwards, now we want the truth.
I see. Well, is anyone course open to me? Excuse me.
Bill, what are you thinking that stuff for? It's the accelerator.
Yes,
what's the idea, eh?
Oh, that tastes horrible. Brigadier, on our last prize giving, the guest of honor made a very cogent remark in his speech to the school. He said, the race is not always to the swift.
Well,
let's find out, shall we? One side, everybody. Jim's on his way. Goodbye!
Wacko features Professor Jimmy Edwards with Gene Whitfield, Roddy Mordrosky, Frederick Cheese, Roy Dupree, Julian Summers, John Coxall, Roger Shepard, and Philip Levermore. The script was adapted by David Climie from the original by Frank Muir and Dennis Norton, and the program was produced by Edward Taylor.